Hello, this is your Apollycast for Wednesday, April 5th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a furor over a comment on the House floor raises issues of race and gender. The Minnesota Senate passed a school finance bill yesterday that falls between the House and Governor Dayton on key funding levels. Tim Pugmire reports.
The $18 billion Senate bill increases education spending by $300 million. It boosts the per-pupil formula by 1.5% each of the next 2 years. That's more than the House bill, but less than the 2% increases Governor Dayton wants. Senate Republicans say their bill is fair and sustainable, but DFL Senator Chuck Wieger of Maplewood said the funding is inadequate.
With a $1.6 billion surplus, we need to put the majority of that surplus into our future, our students, our future workforce.
The Senate bill keeps funding flat for voluntary pre-kindergarten. Dayton wants a $175 million increase. The House bill eliminates pre-K funding. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
A new report out from the state legislative auditor says high school sports eligibility can be confusing for families. The audit of the Minnesota State High School League recommends more transparency and oversight. Solveig Wastvedt has more.
The High School League oversees sports and arts competitions and sets rules for participation. Under league policy, students who transfer schools typically can't compete in varsity sports for 1 year. There are exceptions, for example, if a family moves to a new school district. During a recent 2-year period, 53% of transfer eligibility requests were granted. But Deputy Legislative Auditor Judy Randall says sometimes eligibility decisions aren't clear-cut, and mix-ups can be a big deal.
Sometimes athletics athletics are a reason why students stay in school. You know, and it may be the one thing that's keeping them going to school, keeping them grounded, keeping them happy.
The audit's project manager, Valerie Baumbach, says the league needs more oversight from its board and the State Department of Education.
We also think the league needs to do a better job of explaining its rationale for denying eligibility and appeals.
The audit did find most school activities directors surveyed agree with eligibility rules. Board member Deb Pauly told a House committee that current policies ensure fairness.
And I acknowledge that there's room for growth and improvement. And I can tell you that at the executive committee level, we have already talked about some of these improvements.
The league says it plans to implement most of the recommendations before next school year. The league's executive director did caution that any legislative tinkering with the review process should make clear that participation in extracurricular activities is a privilege and not a right. Covering education, I'm Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
A debate in the Minnesota House Monday over tougher penalties for protesters on freeways featured passionate speeches from both Democrats and Republicans, but a 5-second comment from the top House Democrat about a backroom card game is the one still reverberating at the Capitol. Brian Baxt has the story.
The debate was heated to begin with, but when House Minority Leader Melissa Hortman rose to admonish some of her colleagues for checking out on the proceedings, she didn't mince words.
I hate to break up the 100% white male card game in the retiring room, but I think this is an important debate.
She was referring to a private lounge off the House floor. She says she witnessed the card game involving members of both parties as discussion on the public safety budget bill stretched on. An incredulous House Majority Leader Joyce Pepin of Rogers rose from her chair as a murmur rippled through the chamber.
I have to say that last comment was completely inappropriate for the House of Representatives. And I would hope that you would apologize for that statement that you made, Minority Leader.
Other Republicans registered their own statements of offense. Veteran Representative Greg Davids of Preston was presiding over the debate and had a look of shock on his face as Hortman made the remark. He would later call on Hortman to resign her leadership post. A day later, the feelings were still strong. Pepin said Republicans would file a formal protest in the House Journal, which lodges an objection but is short of an ethics complaint. A printed copy of the House Code of Ethics was distributed to every member as well. Hortman of Brooklyn Park says she found it particularly disrespectful that the card game was happening while a pair of minority women in her caucus were delivering deeply personal speeches about the importance of the right to protest.
I just thought it was very disrespectful. I thought it was impolite. I thought it was rude. I thought it needed to be called out.
DFL Representative Rena Moran of St. Paul says she felt that speeches on an important issue were being ignored. including her own, that started like this.
Well, my name is Rena Moran, and I am a great-great-granddaughter of a slave.
She praised Hortman for taking a stand.
They discounted me and many of the other, let's say, of color who were speaking, and they discounted our voice. And we became, once again, invisible in this body. And that is not okay.
The measure in question would make it a gross misdemeanor punishable by increased fines or jail time to block freeways, access to airports, or light rail trains. The offenses are misdemeanors now. Hortman says she's bothered by card playing in general while the public's business is being done.
I don't know a lot of people who get to go to work and sit for 2 hours, play cards, and ignore what everybody else at their workplace is doing.
Greg David says Hortman took things too far and created a hostile workplace with her remark.
To classify a race and to classify a sex is out of line, and it's against house rules. She violated house rules. Now, what happens in the retiring room is nobody's business.
The Majority Leader Pepin says Hortman was wrong to single out some legislators in the lounge when others, men and women, were also going in and out of the debate. Asked if she would deliver any apology or clarification, Hortman didn't provide any indication she would.
For too long, when women are ignored, when people of color are ignored, when women of color are ignored, people don't say anything. And we need to say something. We need to call it out when we see it.
As for the protest penalties measure, the House voted down an amendment to strip it from the budget bill. That means it will continue to elicit debate between now and the time the session is due to end in May. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.